And what is up, everyone? Welcome to the Gridiron Fantasy Football Podcast for Saturday, December 19th, 2020. And I'm Chip, and I'm your host, and thank you so much for listening today. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for joining us as well. If you'd like to share our podcast, you can find us over on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and Amazon Music. If you'd like to watch us, you can watch us over on YouTube at Gridiron Fantasy Football. So please do me a favor, hit subscribe, hit the bell so you don't miss any more episodes and help support the show. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about all of the Week 15 matchups and all the starts and sits for Week 15. Now, this is the semifinals for your fantasy playoffs, so hopefully you'll be able to get those right decisions in your lineup to help you get to a fantasy championship. But let's get right into the very first matchup. We got two games on Saturday. We got the Buffalo Bills and the Denver Broncos first, and this is an over-under of 49.5, and the Bills are favored by 6 points. And when it comes to the players that you're going to start, you're starting Josh Allen at quarterback, got Melvin Gordon at running back. I think Stephon Diggs obviously is a must start. And at tight end is Noah Fant. For players I'm sitting, I'm not playing Drew Locke. When it comes to the flex, I like Zach Moss, Cole Beasley, Tim Patrick are pretty good flexes in this game. And for the boom bust, there's a long list of boom bust players in this game. It's Devin Singletary, Philip Lindsay, Jerry Jeudy, and Gabriel Davis. John Brown is out for this game, so obviously Gabriel Davis has he's been, not as consistent as Cole Beasley has been, but he's scoring touchdowns. He has the most touchdowns right now for the Buffalo Bills, so that's something that could continue in Week 15. Now going on to the Panthers versus the Packers. Now this is an over-under of 51.5. The Packers are favored by 8.5 points. And for the quarterback position, obviously Aaron Rodgers is a must start. Now Teddy Bridgewater to me is he's a starter if you're in a two quarterback league. This is not a player that you can play, obviously, if you're playing in a standard one quarterback league. But if you're in a super flex and double, two quarterback league, this is he's definitely a start. He's more of a kind of a low end quarterback too, but he's someone that you can start. Now going to the wide receiver position. You're obviously playing Davante Adams. He's the number one ranked wide receiver this week. And then Robbie Anderson, he's a decent play. Curtis Samuel, he's a good play as well. Now, when it comes to the Packers, I have Alan Lazard and Marquez Valdes-Scantling as boom bust guys. It's one of those things where it's really hard to determine who's going to get that number two role in the game, because Alan Lazard in the beginning of the season was that guy. And then he got hurt. That Marquez Valdes-Scantling, was the guy who stepped up. And then Alan Lazard came back and he just hasn't played a full game yet. But Marquez Valdes-Scantling had a good game last week. So it is one of those things where you have to, pick and choose. But I do think that any number two wide receiver for the Packers is going to be a good player to play. At running back, you're obviously playing Aaron Jones. Mike Davis is up again because Christian McCaffrey is out with another injury. I'm still thinking he's not going to play the rest of the season. I mean, I'll be surprised if he plays Week 16, but there's still a chance apparently. But I think it's Mike Davis's job for the rest of the season. Now, when it comes to Jamal Williams, I like Jamal Williams as a flex. I don't like him other than that. I mean, he's a guy who still gets carries, so he could be, he could be a decent flex for you in this game. And at tight end, the only tight end you're going to play in this game is Robert Tonyan. He's actually had some pretty good weeks the last couple weeks. So I do think that he's a guy that you can rely on to start. So just those are the Saturday games. It's interesting because we're in that time of the year now that we're going to have these Saturday games come up, for the next couple weeks. And it kind of throws off your game when it comes to paying attention and whatnot. But anyways, let's go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Atlanta Falcons. This is a over-under 49.5, and the Bucs are favored by 6 points. Now, in this game, at quarterback, you're playing Tom Brady. Matt Ryan, he's still a play in two quarterback leagues, but I would have low expectations for him just because he's not going to have Julio Jones this game, so that really definitely hurts the offense in general for the Atlanta Falcons. But at wide receiver, you're going to play Calvin Ridley. With Julio Jones being out, Calvin Ridley now is the number one wide receiver for the game. So I think that you have to play him. You can't sit him. I think, obviously, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans are good starts as well. Antonio Brown, he becomes, you know, that low end, you know, wide receiver, you know, three, maybe a flex there. Russell Gage, I think, gives him some appeal there because he definitely will benefit from Julio Jones being out. So he is a flex slash boom bust for me because you can't really, you know, you really don't know how consistently this guy is going to play. So hopefully he has a good game, but he's a guy you could play if you need somebody at wide receiver. At running back, with Ronald Jones likely not going to either play or be out for the week, Leonard Fournette now becomes the starter. He'll get the majority of the snaps. I think based on workload, if you have Leonard Fournette on a roster, I mean, you can definitely play him. I think that he's going to get the bulk of the carry. So obviously, this is it's all about workload. So Leonard Fournette definitely can be a play. You know, when it comes to Todd Gurley, you know, as of right now, you know, he's not somebody that I don't think he's very startable. I think if you had to start him, he's more of that flex or, you know, just a very low-end running back too. I just don't even think he's even that. I just think it's hard to play Todd Gurley. I think his whole offense takes a downgrade because of Julio Jones being out. Ito Smith, you know, this is a boom-bust guy too because, you know, it's one of those things where if a guy like Todd Gurley is obviously going to get, he's going to get the goal line carries if, you know, if he's active and playing and all that. Todd Gurley gets all the goal line carries, but Ito Smith definitely has some appeal there when it comes to situational football, so might be interesting pick there, but I'm going to shy away from the Falcons backfield in general. Then at tight end, you're going to play Rob Gronkowski. Obviously, he's been having a pretty good season. He's kind of turned it on pretty, you know, as of late. He had a touchdown last week, but it was on a short, you know, pass, but he still scored a touchdown. Hayden Hurst, this one's tough for me because Hayden Hurst is a guy that has been pretty consistent when it comes to what you get from the tight end position for targets and all that. But unfortunately, it's just not working out for him this year for the last few weeks. I think it really hurts with Julio Jones being out. So I think if you have Hayden Hurst, you play him. But if there's better options out there, I'm going with that. Like in my own league, I'm playing Noah Fant over Hayden Hurst. I mean, that's just what it is this week. I think it's a better opportunity for targets. So I'm rolling with Noah Fant. Now let's move on to the Texans versus the Colts. Now this is a game that we saw a couple weeks ago, but the NFL is doing something weird where they're, you know, they have these division games every other game right now. So the Texans visit the Colts, and this is over under 51 points, and the Colts are favored by 7.5 points. When it comes to the quarterback, you're playing both Deshaun Watson and Phillip Rivers. I think those are two good matchups for those two quarterbacks. And then when it comes to the wide receiver, T.Y. Hilton, he's a wide receiver too this week. I think that he's been turned on. He's been pretty consistent ever since they played the Texans the first time. I mean, this is a guy that I want in my lineup. He just hit this corner that he's starting to produce. So T.Y. Hilton's a good play. Brandon Cooks, if he's active, he's going to be a good play this week as well. When it comes to Kiki QT, I have him more as a wide receiver three in flex. And same with Michael Pittman. Michael Pittman Jr. is a guy that I am putting in my flex if needed. But those are the wide receivers at running back. Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor had a massive game last week. I think he's a must start for the Colts. Nyheim Hines, I think he's a good flex play. I think he has enough workload that he gets in PPR leagues. He definitely is a good guy to play. You know, David Johnson, you know, if he's active, you play him. But if not, Duke Johnson's the guy that you're going to play. When it comes to the tight end position, you're not really playing a tight end in this game. I think that Trey Burton would be the guy that I would want to play, but he's not definitely a guy that I would call a must start because it's too volatile for me to want to play those two guys or any tight end in this game. So, all right, let's go on to the Cowboys versus the 49ers. So this is an over under 45 points, and actually the 49ers are favored by 3 points. Even though they're decimated, you know, the Cowboys just have not been playing well. Their offense looks atrocious. So I think that for this game, when it comes to the quarterback position, honestly, you can play Andy Dalton as a very low end quarterback too. But you're not playing him in standard leagues. You're not playing, you know, Nick Mullins. You're not going to play Nick Mullins. Is a sit for me. When it comes to wide receivers, you know, Brandon Ayuk, he's a start for me. I, you know, with Deebo Samuel not going to be up for this game, Brandon Ayuk is a guy that he's just been having a really good rookie season. So I'm excited to see what he does against the Cowboys. You're playing Amari Cooper. You know, Amari Cooper is the number one wide receiver for the Cowboys, so you still play him. CeeDee Lamb, I think he's a good flex. I think that he's been consistent when it comes to those type of numbers. So I think that if you're in a PPR league, he's definitely a good flex play. Michael Gallup, this is a boom bust guy for me. He definitely gets the targets, but it's just not turned into yardage and touchdowns. So I think that, you know, Michael Gallup is just a low end, you know, like a boom bust player for me. At the running back position, you know, if you have Zeke on your roster, you have to play him. I mean, you spent all that capital for Zeke as a starting running back in the draft, and you can't sit him. I think that he has not been the Zeke Elliott that we know, but he's a guy that gets the workload, and I know he's been dealing with some type of calf injury, so I could have slowed him down a little bit, but I do think that Zeke, you have to play. And then when it comes to, you know, Jeff Wilson Jr. for the 49ers, I think this is a running back too. Him and Raheem Mostert, depending on if Mostert's going to be active this week or whatnot. You know, Jeff Wilson is a guy that you can play. But just because of that running game, I mean, that running game for the 49ers, whoever's going to be the starter or get the workload are going to have, you know, good fancy outcomes. So, but it looks like Raheem Mostert is going to suit up. So I think, obviously, I had to start between Raheem Mostert or Jeff Wilson Jr. I'm going to play Raheem Mostert. Tony Pollard, you know, he fits into that boom bust category for me, because if Zeke is not getting the workload or he comes off the field, Tony Pollard can take a couple snaps and actually do some pretty good work with that. So Tony Pollard definitely becomes a boom bust for me. And at tight end, I think, you know, really the only tight end in this game that you can really play is Dalton Schultz. The target share has been there consistently. So I think that's a decent play. Jordan Reed, this is tough. I mean, you know, with it looks like George Kittle may be coming back for maybe week 16 and week 17. But Jordan Reed, I'd expect a little bit more out of him based on taking over for George Kittle, but it's just not turned out that way. So George Kittle is a very volatile tight end, at least in my eyes this week. So let's move on to the New England Patriots versus the Miami Dolphins. Now, this is going to be this is actually a pretty intriguing game, because the Patriots just have not been overall playing well. So it's going to be interesting to see how this game turns out. But at quarterback, I think you can still play Cam Newton. He's a very low end, you know, QB1 for me. Now, if I'm playing in a one quarterback league, I'm probably not going to play him. I'm going to try to find a better streamer for the week. But, you know, if you're stuck, you know, you hope for the best. For Tua, same thing for him. He's not a player that you can play in one quarterback leagues, but if you're in a super flex or two quarterback league, he's definitely a decent play there. At wide receiver, not really a lot of must starts in this game. I think that a lot of these receivers are more like flexes or boom bust type of players, and that's Jakobi Meyers, Devontae Parker, you know, players like that. I think that, you know, because of Myles Gaskin's not going to play this week, Lynn Bowden Jr. becomes an intriguing prospect this week because of the running back / wide receiver role that he plays. He only had like one carry for 2 yards last week, but he had, I believe, 7 receptions. So definitely somebody you can throw into your flex if you need, you know, some running back help or some flex help. At running back, I think that you're going to play James White. I do think with Damian Harris now being declared out, Sony Michel becomes an interesting piece here. So I think those two running backs could have some flex play. DeAndre Washington, you know, for the running back position could, you know, like I said, the guy last week was Lynn Bowden Jr. was the one who was more productive. Now, DeAndre Washington had majority of the carries for the running back position, but it's all about workload. It's really not the best, you know, matchup for the Dolphins, but like I said, you're trying to look for anybody who gets the workload, and he got the majority of the carries last week, so I think that continues this week. Then at tight end, you know, it's one of those things where I like Mike Gesicki, right? I like his I do like his what he's been doing this year. Now he's dealing with a shoulder injury, and Mike Gesicki, if he's the only one that's active this week, on like one of their like main targets. So say the Patriots are good on taking away the number one threat on that team. And right now, I think that Mike Gesicki is that. If they take away Mike Gesicki, then I do believe that that hurts the Dolphins overall. Because, you know, it's just one of those things where the Patriots just know how to take their best players out. And if that's the case, I'm kind of nervous about playing Mike Gesicki this week, you know, healthy or not. So we definitely will see with that. But let's go on to the Bears versus the Vikings. Now, this is a over-under of 46 points, and the Vikings are favored by 3 points. At quarterback, I, you know, I think that, honestly, Mitchell Trubisky, I know it's a roller coaster ride with him, but I think he's a good start this week. I think if you're looking for a streamer, I think that this is a good matchup. He gets the volume. He has enough pass attempts out there where he's going to get you a decent game. And if they're leading or they're if they're behind, they're going to get you some garbage time. So I do think that you can stream Mitchell Trubisky. Kirk Cousins, I'm a little worried about him only because how good Chicago's defense is. So, you know, this is the game where Kirk Cousins could struggle. The whole Minnesota Vikings offense can struggle. You know, this is even Dalvin Cook. I mean, Dalvin Cook gets the workload, but it's one of those things where he didn't have a big game last time they played. So it's going to be an interesting game this week. But at wide receiver, you're going to play Allen Robinson. You're going to play Adam Thielen. You're playing Justin Jefferson. Those are the must starts at wide receiver. Obviously, at running back, you're playing both Dalvin Cook and David Montgomery. You're not, you know, these two guys are just too talented to sit. You know, obviously Dalvin Cook, that goes without saying, but David Montgomery, you know, he has been dealing with this up and down of just being in a bad offense and then sharing time with Tariq Cohen. But the fact that he's the only running back getting the majority of the workload, he's been showing up the last, I think he's been averaging like 25 points per week since he returned from his concussion. So he's definitely balling out, and I think he continues to do that for this game. At tight end, now I do have Cole Kmet as one of those fringe tight end ones this week. Now Irv Smith Jr. to me, now with Kyle Rudolph out, I think this is a decent play. It's all about targets, and I do think that, you know, even though the matchup is tough, I do think that Irv Smith Jr. Could definitely be a decent play this week for the Vikings. Now we're going to move on to the Detroit Lions versus the Tennessee Titans. Now this is an over under 51.5, and this is, you know, the Titans are favored by 11 points. So that's a pretty big spread. Now when it comes to the quarterback position, now I think playing Matthew Stafford is a decent play. The Tennessee Titans are, I thought their defense was a lot better than it was, and it's just not really, really playing that well. So I do think if Matthew Stafford, I mean, it's possible he could be inactive, but it looks like he's trying to play. So if he does play, I do think that he's still a quarterback. He's still a quarterback you play in two quarterback leagues, and obviously one quarterback league you're not playing. Ryan Tannehill, I think this is a good matchup for Ryan Tannehill. I think you obviously play him. He's a pretty good QB1 for this week. At the wide receiver position, you're definitely playing A.J. Brown. I do think Corey Davis is a good wide receiver too. For the Lions, you're playing Marvin Jones. It looks like Kenny Galladay will be out again. So you're going to play Marvin Jones. At running back, obviously, Derrick Henry. This is a great matchup for him. I can't imagine him scoring any less than 30 points in this game. But Derrick Henry is a must start. Jonnu Smith, I think, obviously, is another must start this week. He definitely is going to be getting the workload. Hopefully, he's overcame that illness that he can be able to play and get majority of the snaps and do some good work. This is a decent matchup for him. So I think Jonnu Smith could have a good game here. At the tight end position, you're going to play T.J. Hockenson. He's a top tight end this week against the Lions. Now I do think that Jonnu Smith, he's been pretty up and down this year as well. It's a decent matchup, so hopefully he could, you know, get you a touchdown this week if you're going to start him. But it's if you have better options out there, I'm going to try to go for those better options if they're available. But if not, you're going to have to obviously going to play Jonnu Smith. Now we're going to go on to the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Baltimore Ravens. This is going to be an ugly game for the Jags, but still got to go over this game. Obviously, for the players that you're playing are must-starts at the quarterback position, you're going to play Lamar Jackson. Obviously, he's been balling out the last couple games. Had it, he took a dump on Monday night, came back and threw a game-winning touchdown pass, you know, to get them to the point where they can, you know, win that game. So Lamar Jackson is a must-start. Now, Gardner Minshew, he's now back to being the starter for the Jags. He is one of those fringe QB2s for this week, I think, in two quarterback leagues. I think the matchup's decent enough where, you know, with Baker Mayfield doing what he did on Monday night, I do think that Gardner Minshew could definitely have a decent game. So I think that could be a safe low-end quarterback too. At wide receiver, honestly, I mean, you got a lot of kind of flex plays here, and that's DJ Chark, that's Marquise Brown. You know, Keelan Cole and LaVisca Chenault Jr. are more boom bust players, so not very good options at the wide receiver position. At running back, you're going to play James Robinson. I think that, you know, James Robinson has, you know, he's been pretty consistent the whole season. He's been one of those surprising undrafted rookies, and I think that he's a decent play. It's a tougher matchup, but, you know, Nick Chubb had a good game against the Ravens on Monday night. I think that James Robinson could have a good game as well. J.K. Dobbins is the guy that I'm going to start for the Baltimore Ravens. And Gus Edwards becomes a flex play for me because it looks like him and J.K. Dobbins are that 1-2 punch now. And I think when it comes to goal line work, there's a chance that Gus Edwards gets some of those carries. So he could fall into the end zone and get you a touchdown. At tight end, you're obviously playing Mark Andrews. I mean, you know, he had a good game on Monday night. Hopefully that continues for the Ravens on Sunday against the Jags. So now we're going to go over to the Seattle Seahawks versus the Washington football team. Now, this is a over-under of 44.5, and the Seahawks are favored by 6 points. Obviously, in this game, you're starting at quarterback. The must-start is Russell Wilson. Alex Smith, you're not playing. You're not going to play any Washington quarterback. The matchup is just not as good. And you're not going to trust either Alex Smith with the calf injury or Dwayne Haskins. So you're going to have to move on from that, you know, that quarter, those quarterbacks. At wide receiver, this is a tough matchup. You know, people don't realize how good the Washington football team is on defense, and they get after you. They are definitely good against the pass. You know, they have one of the top units in the league. So obviously DK Metcalf is a must start. So is Tyler Lockett. But you're going to have low expectations with this because this is a tough matchup. So there's still must starts. I think Terry McLaurin, I think obviously you have to play him. He's a must start as well for the Washington football team. At running back, Chris Carson, you're playing him. Depending on what's the status for, you know, Antonio Gibson, if he's unable to go, which is a big possibility, then JD McKissick becomes the guy that you would want to play over Peyton Barber. And I think Carlos Hyde has some flex appeal too, because he got more carries than Chris Carson last week, but the difference is Chris Carson got the touchdown. So I do think that you definitely can play either or, you know, those running backs. But expectation is you want Chris Carson as your RB1, and then obviously Carlos Hyde is more of a flex play for you. At tight end, I think the only really time you can really play in this game is Logan Thomas. I definitely think that he's emerged to being a pretty consistent tight end, so I think that you can play him. So now let's go on to the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Arizona Cardinals. Now, this is the second game for Jalen Hurts to start over Carson Wentz. And honestly, both Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts are two guys that I'm going to play. If even in one quarterback leagues, I think that this is going to be a very interesting game to watch because these guys have the same skill set of being dual threat quarterbacks. Now, I do think that Jalen Hurts has a harder matchup, but I do think that we're going to see a more dynamic Eagles offense like we did last week. So this is going to be a very, very interesting game. But they have an over-under 49.5, and the Cardinals are favored by 6.5 points. So we'll see how that plays out. But moving on to the wide receiver position, obviously you're playing DeAndre Hopkins. He's the only must-start in this game. All the other players, Christian Kirk, Jalen Reagor, Alshon Jeffrey, you know, these guys are not players I'm gonna go and play. I think that only player you can play is DeAndre Hopkins. When it comes to the running back position, you know, Miles Sanders had a very, very good game last week. I think that this is a tough matchup because I have to make a decision between Miles Sanders and David Montgomery. And I want to trust that this is a different offense for the Eagles where this makes Miles Sanders just a very good play. but it's hard to determine like what's his workload going to be like with Boston Scott and all that. So you get super excited that Miles Sanders gets the fancy production, but is he going to have the snaps, you know? So with David Montgomery, you know he's the only back, so you know he's going to get points. So but I still think Miles Sanders could have a decent game. Kenyon Drake, I think he's more of that fringe RB2. So from a number standpoint, I think this is a tough matchup as well. So from a number standpoint, I do think that Kenyon Drake is still a starter. And then Chase Edmonds becomes a decent flex play for the Cardinals. And then going on to the tight end position, you know, Dallas Goedert is the only really tight end I'm starting. If you have Zach Ertz, you could play Zach Ertz. I think that, you know, obviously it looks like Dallas Goedert's guy that you're going to want to start over Zach Ertz. But if you really are in a pinch with tight end, I think it's a decent play. Now going on to the New York Jets versus the Los Angeles Rams. Now this is over under 43.5. And this is a huge point spread. So this is a 17-point point spread. So this is going to be an ugly game. So I honestly think that this could be one of those defensive dominant games for the Rams, but also very low scoring in the sense of when it comes to fantasy. So what I mean by that is that, you know, at quarterback, I still think you can play Jared Goff because obviously this is a matchup that you are just wanting to have when it comes to your fantasy playoffs. So Jared Goff is I think in a QB1 this week. Now Sam Darnold, you're not playing Sam Darnold. You would have to be high to play Sam Darnold, but I think that you just can't play this guy over this one of the number one defenses in the league. But at wide receiver, you're playing Robert Woods, you're playing Cooper Kupp. Jameson Crowder becomes a decent flex in a PPR league. I think that's about it. I'm staying away from Breshad Perriman and Denzel Mims. The matchup's too tough, so it is not worth playing these guys. At the running back position, I'm playing Cam Akers. He had a very good game last week on Thursday Night Football, so he's in my lineup as an RB1. Now, when it comes to the Jets, I mean, you can pick and choose. I mean, there's Ty Johnson, there's Frank Gore, and now there's Josh Adams, but, you know, I would highly consider going somewhere else if you have to play. If you're considering playing one of these guys, you need to really not play any Jets running back, regardless of the workload, because now they got three running backs that were talked about this week, but with Adam Gase, and I'm just not going to go there. So at tight end, you can maybe play Tyler Higbee. I think that, you know, he's definitely is a good matchup, but is it going to be Tyler Higbee or is it Gerald Everett? You know, if Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp are having a good game, I just don't know how much, you know, of the target share that these two guys are going to get. So I'm not really going to play any of these tight ends for the Rams. Now moving on to the Kansas City Chiefs versus the New Orleans Saints. Now this is an over-under 51.5, and the Chiefs are actually favored by 3 points against the Saints. Now this was so on Friday we got big news that Drew Brees will now start for the Saints. However, Saturday comes around, and the bad news is that they don't have Michael Thomas. So Michael Thomas has been dealing with this lingering high ankle sprain all season, hasn't gotten better. So now they're gonna let him sit for the remainder of the season. He'll come back in the playoffs. But when it comes to who you're playing at quarterback, Patrick Mahomes is obviously a must start. Now Drew Brees, now that he doesn't have Michael Thomas, this is a very tough play for me. If you're in a two quarterback league, you're definitely playing Drew Brees. But if he's in a one quarterback league, I'll be very cautious with that, because without having Michael Thomas, who knows how this is going to play out for the rest of the week for Drew Brees on his return. But what happens is that, you know, from the running back position, this really, I mean, I'm an Alvin Kamara owner in majority of my leagues, and I'm ecstatic that Michael Thomas is out and Alvin Kamara is now, you know, going to be the Alvin Kamara that we hopefully know. It's a great matchup. So I think this is going to be an Alvin Kamara game. Hopefully Taysom Hill doesn't go and you know, vulture any type of goal line carries and touchdowns from Alvin Kamara. But I think that Alvin Kamara comes number one wide receiver for the Saints. So he's obviously a must start. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be he's a start too as an RB2. Latavius Murray, he's a flex play for me. But when it comes to the wide receiver position, now Tyreek Hill, he's a must start. He's having a monster season. Obviously Michael Thomas is not going to play, so you're not playing him. If I had to choose who I was going to play, if I had to pivot, Emmanuel Sanders would be that guy. But, you know, that's my guess. When it comes to Sammy Watkins, he's a boom bust guy for me. Mecole Hardman's always gonna be a boom bust guy for me. And now Tre'Quan Smith with Michael Thomas being out, he's a boom bust for me as well. So those are the wide receiver positions. Now when it comes to the tight end position, obviously Travis Kelce, he's been on fire all year, regardless of matchup. You want to play Travis Kelce. Now the Saints are very, very good against the tight end, so this could be a down game for Travis Kelce, but it's not like you're benching him. You're gonna play him. And Jared Cook should not be in your lineup. He's too fluky. There's not enough there for me to want to feel great about playing him. So I am not going to play Jared Cook. Now we're going to go to the Sunday night football game, this is a weird Sunday night football game. I don't know why this happened, but we got the Cleveland Browns versus the New York Giants. Now I know when you look at what happened, you know, when they made the schedule, this was obviously a decent matchup because of the two teams, but this is going to be a boring Sunday night football game. But hopefully not. But you got at quarterback, I think Baker Mayfield, he's a, you know, if you're in a two quarterback league, you're playing Baker Mayfield. He's been pretty consistent the last few weeks. He's been, you know, on fire. So I think that you can play him. But now the Giants do have a decent defense. So that's the only thing. They shut down Russell Wilson. So, you know, Baker Mayfield could have a hard time this week. Daniel Jones will not be playing, but you're not playing Colt McCoy. You're sitting Colt McCoy at wide receiver. You know, Jarvis Landry, he's a wide receiver two this week for the Giants. You know, there's really nobody that you really want to play. I mean, they're more boom bust guys for me, like Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton. For the Browns, same for Rashard Higgins and Donovan Peoples-Jones. I think these are two, you know, boom bust type of guys. At running back, you're obviously playing Nick Chubb. You're playing Kareem Hunt as an RB2 flex. And then Wayne Gallman, because he's a starter, you're playing him. He's more of an RB2 as well. So those are the running backs for this game. And for the tight end position, you know, obviously you're going to play Evan Ingram. And if Austin Hooper's back, I don't think he's not a guy that you can play anyways. So he's not someone that I would want to play him, but it's not a guy that, because of how volatile he has been since his injury, I just don't think he's a guy that I want to play. But with that being the case, now we got the Monday Night Football game. We got the Steelers versus the Bengals. You know, this is going to round up your fantasy semifinals. And honestly, I mean, they have two losses in a row. The Pittsburgh Steelers are now on a two-game losing streak. Now they now play a pretty good matchup with the Bengals. So they already beat the Bengals once this year. And I see the same happening in this game. But when it comes to the quarterback position, you're obviously, you know, you're playing Big Ben. You know, Big Ben is a guy that, you know, He has the pieces around him to have a good game. So hopefully they don't get too big of a lead where he becomes average this week. But you're playing Big Ben. You're not playing Brandon Allen. You're not playing whoever starts for the Bengals, you're not playing. At wide receiver, you're going to play Deontay Johnson. He's more of a wide receiver one. You know, Juju as well. You know, you can play Chase Claypool more in your flex. You know, but I think that Chase Claypool has been having a interesting, you know, last few games. He has not been very productive. Hopefully that changes. For the Bengals, really, you know, Tyler Boyd, he's a flex. So is T. Higgins. So just one of those games where, you know, a few weeks ago we're talking about you're starting all Pittsburgh Steelers wide receivers, and now you're like, okay, well, you know, if I'm going to start anyone, it's Deontay Johnson, and then now Juju, you know, because he plays a slot and there's a decent matchup, you know, he definitely is one of those top guys as well, but. Sometimes James Washington gets more snaps than Chase Claypool and more targets. So that's the only thing, that Chase Claypool had a very good like stretch of games and just hasn't been the same the last few weeks. At the running back position, I think you could play James Conner. He's an RB2. Giovanni Bernard, you know, he's RB2 as well, but he fumbled last week and he got taken out of the game. You know, so then Samaje Perine and Trayvon Williams were the two guys that took over. So Hopefully Giovanni Bernard does not fumble and he gets his touches and hopefully gets you some production, but hopefully you have a better option out there. But if you're a Joe Mixon owner and you have Giovanni Bernard and that's your best running back, then you have to play him. At the tight end position, I think Eric Ebron obviously is the guy that you want to play. He's been, you know, pretty, not like over the top, you know, great, but he's been decent enough where you can play him. So, and then for the Bengals, that is, you're not playing Drew Sample. You're sitting him, so... That is it. That is all the matchups for week 15. You know, all the starts and sits for your fantasy football semifinals. So if you have any questions, you know, please send an email at chip@gridironfantasyfootball.com. Now on YouTube later on today, on Saturday, I'll be doing my injury updates. So if you have any questions about injuries or start sits, I'll be posting that video later on today when I get more information about all the injuries for week 15. But just do me a favor, hit subscribe on YouTube or on the podcast. You'll miss any more episodes. Hopefully you're able to win, get yourself to the fantasy championship, and hopefully get a championship this year. But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find us over on Twitter and Facebook at the Gridiron Pod. We're on Instagram at Gridiron Fantasy Football. So see you guys on Monday when I react to all of the week 15 matchups over on the podcast. But like I said, later today on Saturday, I will be dropping my injury updates. So don't miss that. So hit subscribe so you'll miss that on YouTube. But good luck, and we'll see you all Monday. Take care.